eyebrow room. It's sleep time's over with DJ Zach Morris and Jay Lee.
There we are. We're officially on. So
welcome, everybody.
Sleep time's over is here. I'm DJ Zach Morris. Woo! Left of me.
Yes.
Thank you for coming, everyone. Jay Lee is here. And for all the people new to this whole little shindig, Jaylene is 22 years of age.
What does that matter?
Because I'm 23 years of age.
You're not.
Yes. Oh, this is that. For the people that I'm not even going to reveal it. I was going to reveal a surprise, but no, Brian Chan Scratch is already just chiming away as we got people still coming in. Let's point out some dignitaries here before we start. We got them. It's an interesting mix. We got just walking in. The very controversial Earl Kai McPhee is here. Never forgotten. Not a fan of E40. Not a fan of
E40. He's okay.
Not bad. We got Chef Robert's Island with the whiskey. William Gretzky whiskey tonight?
No? Oh,
thank you.
Terrible.
Yes, thank you very much. We're also going to have a, might as well reveal the surprises already. DJ Jimmy Taco is here. We've already posted it, but he's going to come up. Brian Chan, this animal, is going to be over here coming in, putting on his hat, hopefully.
His hat.
Comb that hair down, bro.
Correct, exactly. We got to comb that hair.
I'm excited to see this hat.
The thing with Chef Brian, as we know, and if you've gone to Scratch, he's always got that attire, he's got the hat.
Yes.
Rarely do you see him with out of hat, so. This is kind of weird for him, and he's in street attire, so this is all crazy. Jaylene, how are you doing? What have you been up to since last week?
I'm doing all right. I got started with classes this week, but...
Yes, what are you studying again for the people that don't know?
Nursing. This is my final semester, and then I will be in the hospitals, hopefully not serving you guys. I'll stay healthy out there.
There you go. See, she's responsible. She's young and responsible. You don't see that often in this crazy world.
Other than that, thank you. Just in preparation of the week, I didn't do too much, but I know you were busy this past weekend. You had your thing at Scratch, and also something else.
Yes, Scratch Kitchen and Meadery is what this establishment is called. And I disc jockey there. And I disc jockey there on the Friday nights, and a little something odd happened Friday night.
Okay.
And it wasn't Wayne Gretzky whiskey. It was something else that happened where my ex-girlfriend came in. And I never see my ex-girlfriends ever. And they're all living on this island.
I was going to say, are they all from here? Because I feel like it's a very small island.
Well, this last one.
Never ran into any of them?
She is from California. But she, last time I checked, lives in Cañon. And I've never seen her after I sent her packing. That was in about 2008. About 10 years going. She's not listening. So she just happened to show up. It was a fantasy football party of some sort. They had the trophies and I can talk to Brian about this. He'll know something about this. But it was a party of like about 10 people all right in front of me. And then lo and behold, I see it. You know, you don't want to stare at them, right? You see the people coming in. You got to look. You got to use your peripheral. Peripheral's got to be for the win. You got to look at the peripheral and you got to see who's coming in. See people coming in. And then you see this one girl. Look familiar, looking right at me. So I'm like I'm looking at you back, and we're going to stare at each other. And it happened to be, I think, I don't have 100%. It might be the one they call the ex-girlfriend.
So she stared at you, but she didn't approach you for conversation.
No.
She just stared at you.
No, yeah. She was just there with a bunch of people, look like they're from Kanye. You know those kind of guys?
I know the type. They have a certain look to them.
Okay. Noted. I didn't think you do. So I was there, and I'm literally she's right in front of me, like about maybe like five guys down, and if you look at the DJ setup when you're at Scratch, you're there right at the entrance, and then you have the chef counter table right there, right in front of me.
Wow.
Girl right over there, just staring at me, and what am I supposed to do? I mean, I have to kind of look up, but then I gotta look up, and then I have to do like kind of weird eye movements. Very odd. No one talking to anybody. I didn't even want to bother with it. I had to go to the restroom. You have to cut through there. I have to walk right by her. I did not. I went outside the restroom.
And you went
around. Forget it. That's awkward, huh? So yeah, that happened. That was on Friday night.
Saturday, sushi, right?
Oh yeah, so Saturday. So all the people that have what they call the Instagram. It's this thing on the internet
And Snapchat.
The Snapchat
on there too.
I did post
that
on Snapchat.
That night you were, yes.
That was because I was having too much to drink. I don't put stuff on there on the Snapchat.
Yeah, I was surprised
like
to
everyone,
see.
Right?
Yeah.
On Snapchat. So I was on there, and I wanted to go eat sushi. You know, I'm a fan of sushi. People like sushi out here. You guys are just fans of raw fish. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Too easy a joke. So I wanted to go to eat sushi Saturday night. I had a reservation for two.
Yes.
I have, I guess I should say, a wife that doesn't eat sushi. She doesn't eat fish. She goes with me to the
Me too.
We've had this talk right now. So I go to eat sushi, and then she's basically eating chicken and steak and staring at me for like an hour, 90 minutes, you know, while I'm there. So I figured, okay, let's you don't need to go? Fine. But I had a reservation for the good people at Izakaya Wosan. You know this place?
Part of it.
Okay, yeah. You go to Yanagi. So I had the spot for two. I didn't want to give up the seat. Yes, thanks. I want to fill it. So I figured, how am I going to do this to get someone to go? So I posted on the IG stories what the millennials said.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on there, I said, you know what? I want to go eat sushi. This is not a joke. Any of you shy MFers, you want to come eat sushi with me? I will go. I'll bring three bottles of sake. We'll go. Let's just go and talk story. Hang on.
Yes.
But you didn't think this all the way through, because when I checked with you earlier on the Saturday, because we were both at our workplace, you didn't expect the feedback and the response that you got, and I was like, well, how are you going to choose? And
well,
you're just like, I just didn't think that all the way through.
Okay, so we
thought you was going to pay, bro.
let's really backtrack on this. Okay, yes, I didn't think anybody was going to reply. I didn't think no one was going to say anything.
It's sushi.
It doesn't matter. It's just a weird, awkward IG story message that people just probably just do this and just tap the thing. Then nobody really reads it, right? So people responded. 10 people responded, and I got to shout out the one man who was the first guy. The first man to respond, and he's out there. He might be coming tonight. Blaze Sato, he was there. He was the first guy. I said, shout out Blaze Architects. Taco knows who this is. And really?
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about sushi Saturdays. But then all these people that I never even met before messaged me.
Wow.
Never talked to them, never in person met them.
Interacted before?
And they said, oh, if you still have a spot, I'll go eat sushi with you.
Wow.
Guys and girls. It was just bizarre. So it was good, and it was a good social experiment,
yeah.
Which is what it was. So then I led me to, what am I supposed to do now? I didn't have an end game for this, so I didn't know who to choose or how to make it or how to work. So that's why I decided, okay, I'm going to go with somebody that I know already.
Oh.
You weren't available, bro. So I went with someone that I went already.
Okay, go ahead.
Where are you going?
Like, why would you go with someone that you already know? Isn't this like something you want to go out on a limb, go sushi, meet new people, but... You went with someone you already knew?
That's a great statement by you, because I didn't want to cancel on anyone. So that is thus why I created the new hashtag as a thing. What was it? Social
Sushi
Saturday.
Saturday.
Say that 5 times, everyone.
Social
sushi.
That's right. Wow. That's why you're on the radio. So it's hard to say, because you just want to say shush, you know, right? But that's the thing. So every once a month on a Saturday, I'm going to go down the line with all the people that message me, and we go out.
Is it just those same 10 people that you're going to take turns with, or are you going to open it up every Saturday?
This is going to be every Saturday. We're going to be broke out of our minds. But no, we're going to go once a month, and then we're going to go down the line. If that person can't go, we go down to the next one, to the next, and then we just keep going from there, and then new people will arise, and it's a good social experiment. Get people to, you know, talk story. There's people I haven't, like Blaze, I haven't talked to him in a while, so it'd be good to catch up with him.
So who did you end up taking?
I took the girl known as the Onion.
The Onion.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Her last name is Onion. It's really Onion. Her name is Ashley Onion. So yes. Shout out the Onion. Jane has it. But yeah, so she goes out. She eats the fish. I'm like, all right, let's go. Hurry up. Let's go. So then we went. I bring the sake.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of Guy Canyon Distribution, I guess you would call it. And that's the thing. So that was on Saturday. That was Saturday night. And... what else? Speaking of IG, okay, so you see, I think the then and now challenge.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
Thing? Okay.
Now, I don't understand it, but.
Okay. How many other people are here right now that they're doing this then and now challenge?
The 10-year one. Anyone here do it?
You post a picture of you young, and you're supposed to get, look, I haven't aged at all. Okay. Okay. No one's scrolling through all their pictures to 2000. Maybe you guys are. Scrolling to 2008 or whatever you want to do, and then pick something, and then you post something for 2018. Is this, you know, are the young people doing this?
Yeah, but it sounds a little bit different from, like, your peers are doing. It's not so much to say that they look younger, but it's to show their, quote-unquote, what the kids call glow-ups. So you see guys posting, like, when they're, like, super scrawny, and then now they're slightly less scrawny, and then the girls, they've learned.
Why did you mean when you said that? That's not cool. Wow, that's kind of awkward.
Oh, me?
I'm looking down
at you. No, I'm sorry. I can't. So I don't have my glasses on. I don't see.
One had a Patron shot, the next one had a Patron shot. Same shit.
You're,
I promise you, I just can't put on my glasses on.
I'm joking. You're not.
Welcome to the party, Jenny. So, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, and then the girls, they learned how to apply makeup, so I guess that counts as...
Well, it depends on the age, right? Okay, so, like...
That's what I'm saying for, like, my peers. Like, that's...
Right.
You figure that was, like, what? When we're, like, 12 years old?
It's a total waste of time. Forget it. I'm not going to be scrolling through Instagram through all the 69,000 page pictures and looking, trying to find something from 2008. That's not going to happen. So, whatever. I mean, did you post one?
No.
You did not? Okay, good. Good answer.
I know you would probably break our friendship.
Something might happen to you, yes. Also on Sunday. Sunday, we got to talk about football here. Do you watch football? You watch the NFL?
Occasionally, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
What's your favorite team?
The Raiders.
Yeah. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I will take that. I'm not a bad guy. I've been a Raider fan my whole life. So.
Hey, it's that people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I didn't say it was me. I just
said it was you. That's why I asked you. So. Yes. Don't forget, Jalen. That black man here. So.
Just me.
You're half. So. Playoffs happened. Now, I've been telling you this for a while, and I made a prediction back in August with Cavett about who's going to make the Super Bowl. And I picked the New Orleans Saints
mm-hmm.
against the Chargers.
Yes.
And it kind of happened, but the Chargers, they fell apart. Patriots are in, again, championship game. Patriots, you have them. You have Rams and, you know, you follow them. Right? Saints
yes.
and the Rams,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you have the Patriots, you have the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Song, you really should cue up the song, Where Are My Homies? Why did we not think of this? Patrick Mahomes, Where Are My Homies? That's the
Mahomes.
Talk with those. Okay, fine.
Scratch.
Come on, hip-hop people. You're
talking about Ill-Out Scratch?
Ill-Out Scratch, yes, yes. Okay.
The
anyway.
Box are Mahomes or?
Or Ill-Out Scratch.
Oh, Ill-Out Scratch, okay.
Where Are My Homies? And it kind of sounds like where Patrick Mahomes, sorry. It's a, it's a joke that's running too long. so looks like
that's not short by your age.
Looks like
you're old shit, dude. Shut up. There you go.
We're gonna come to the chorus.
You gotta put his hat on.
Oh, hey. I remember like so Patrick Mahomes, young guy, quarterback. So I'm going to stick with the Saints, going up against Patriots in the Super Bowl. That's what we're going to go with on this.
He's taking it.
I got to go with the Saints. My pick was the Saints from August. I'm going to stick with the Saints.
I'm with you, brother.
Drew Brees, really?
Yep.
Drew Brees rides off in the sunset. He's 40.
Is he really?
Yes.
What was the golden
Jimmy? Oh, my gosh.
Jimmy's 41 then, but that's good. So that's the Super Bowl Sunday. What else happened to you?
Do we want an update? I know.
Oh, you know, speaking of Super Bowl, okay. Let's go one last thing before we go to break here. The halftime show was announced fairly recently,
yes.
And it's going to be in Atlanta.
Travis
it's going to be
Scott.
In the ATL. No, it's going to be Maroon 5.
Maroon 5 and Travis Scott and Big Boy, right?
No, it should be no Maroon 5 at all.
That's what I was wondering.
It's
I was
a
like,
total
who's
stupid
gonna...
move. Why are you going to go to Atlanta?
It's the same. It's
capital.
The same reason why they did the whole Cardi B, Sublime, and Snoop Dogg. It's
no,
to try
but that's
to get
a bunch of Holly hippies that are living somewhere. They're probably not very good. No, I'm talking about the Super Bowl.
I agree.
The Super Bowl is the stupidest move. I mean, the NFL just doesn't know how to get it. Okay, why are you going to put in ATL? Where's Ludacris? Where's even you could even have him? They go get Big Boy, who hasn't done anything, just to put him in. Let's
right.
put in the token. Let's put in some black people now. I mean, what are we doing here? You know, I mean, it should be an all hip hop kind of a thing. And they pissed so many people off at Kaepernick that none of these guys would even want to be in the halftime show.
Yep.
So that is
another
blunder.
I mean, Travis Scott had to like negotiate with them to even
right.
do the show. He was
Travis Scott had to negotiate.
It's amazing what
yes.
Travis Scott did.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that was a very smart move of Travis Scott to do that. So then he gets something in return. So you have Travis Scott, big boy. They're probably gonna throw in some other guys. But Jermaine Dupri gonna go show up or something? That's the problem that's gonna be with the NFL. I don't get it. They dropped the ball at Kaepernick. They dropped the ball at the Super Bowl. Even the African American head coach situation.
Mm-hmm.
This time and time again, they haven't figured it out like the NBA. NBA, you got female coaches ready to be head coaches, and like they're just sliding on in, no problem.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to end the break on a rant, but you know, you didn't do anything at all.
I have an update if you guys are willing to listen. I know if any of our crowd was here last week.
All right, so everyone, Jaylen found a guy last week. And for the people
just
that
found him on the
last week, right? Jaylen found a guy on the plane.
Yes.
And monumental thing, she this doesn't really happen. So you found the said gentleman, and you didn't know how to contact him.
Yes, because I gave him my number, and he hadn't hit me up, and I was like, okay, did I give him the wrong number?
Right.
So I was like, what should I do? I asked the crowd last week because we did talk for about 2 hours, and every time I say it out loud, it sounds really creepy, but I feel like we're both on the same level of connection. So I know where he works. I was like, you know, should I just casually show up? That got a big boo from the crowd. I think
that's
cool.
You want to stop.
But I was like, you know, I got to figure this out because, you know, I'm not going to let my pride get in the way of a possible great connection. So I was like, I got to find a way. Obviously, social media is super big. I was like, you know, why don't I just kind of reach out that way? We talked enough, so I know he's my same grad year, and he went to Waterloo, and I have lots of friends from Waterloo. I was like, okay, quick search, super easy fix. So I slid in the DMs.
Whoa.
Yes, I slid in the DMs.
That's right. What's your day, sir? Phone pick, bro. No. Okay, sorry.
No.
Sorry. Okay, so you got in contact with this fellow.
Yes,
this
I did.
What happened? What's the latest now? What's the update? You didn't tell me. I told you to not tell me this until the show, so I'm going to be surprised.
So, yeah, we went back and forth briefly on the DMs, and I was like, you know what? I don't like to stay in the DMs for long, especially if I feel like it's going somewhere. So I, like, give him my number, like, hey, here's my number. Like, text me your schedule, like, and we can meet up. Because he told me, he's like, oh, like, we need to link up and catch up. So I was like, great, cool. So just text me.
That works.
And he kind of let some days go by, like, you know, on Instagram, you can see, like, when they see your messages. So, like, he...
Always a favorite.
Yeah, so I saw that he saw my message, like, shortly after I had sent it, but, like, he let days go by without responding, because I was like, all right, like, I tried not to be butthurt, but I was like, you know, it's fine, it wasn't meant to work out. But last night, he texts me, and
really?
He apologizes for the late response and the late message and all of that, and he gives me his schedule and everything, and so now we are in the works of trying to get together. So
wow, isn't that
this might
nice.
Be something.
Oh, how
is
delightful.
He here?
Excuse me?
Is he here?
No, he's not here.
Why not?
Wait, like here on our
is he in the room? No, he's
not in the room. No.
Why not?
He said he was busy tonight.
Busy tonight, doing what? It's Tuesday night. What's he doing?
You know what? I was busy tonight, but I'm here.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm not trying to fucking excuse me, but I am.
She's okay.
So, when are you gonna? How? What does it mean? You're gonna plan this out? Can you guys just say let's go pick Saturday or something? What? How busy is this guy? What does he do again?
He works at a gym, much
man.
Like us.
He works where?
At a gym.
What gym?
UFC.
Because we can go there and see what's going on.
It's not far.
There's a gym below my office. We can go holler.
But yeah, so he I'm like actually like considering this. No. No, he works at a gym and he also goes to school. It's also his final semester of college, so
I've said that a lot too.
See, this is an experience you gain here. See, this is all the lines.
Yes.
This is what you're learning here. Okay, so well, hopefully we bring this said gentleman You know, speaking of gentlemen and dating, in a few weeks, we're going to be having the third annual Valentine's show. And what we're going to do, yes, already for Valentine's, and we're going to attempt to do a live Tinder date here on the show. And we're going to find that special gal who will swipe right, swipe left. I still don't know what you do. And they're going to meet the guy, talk to the guy, and then bring the guy here. And then I'm going to go out and talk to him and see if he doesn't run away or file suit. And very highly illegal. I don't know if this is even going to happen, but I got to find the girl first, so there's no any single ladies
any
out there.
Takers? Any takers?
Want to take that chance?
Yes, exactly.
There was one. We may have to go the guy version, I don't know, but the girl's going to run out. But Valentine's show coming up, we got that. You may have to bring that gentleman caller here. I want to talk to him. I want to get to know him. So that's possibly in the works. So as we end on love, we're going to go take a break here, and we're going to get going, because if you haven't figured it out by now, Jimmy Tacos here, Brian Chan's here. If you can't tell by that laugh, man, he's got his hat back on. Okay, so we're going to come back with DJ Jimmy Taco after this break. Sleep time's over.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Always gotta love the delay. So we're back, and before we announce our first guest, I gotta go shout out the good friend Omega 6, as he's called in the hip-hop world. Claymore Mines is his t-shirt, yes. So we're in the newest, it's kinda new, it's the Dollar Y shirt he's coming out with. Claymore Mines, his clothing company. He had the Kalapana shirt I was wearing a few weeks ago. So yeah, Dollar Y Swim Team, shout out. Omega 6. So,
yes.
Gotta say, long time close personal friend. But our first guest, what can you really say? This guy is a legend. He's a legend in the Hawaii hip hop scene. I know so. 22 years you've been doing this. Over 22 years, really, right? In the Mix Show Radio. He's the host of Mind Tactics, which is going on. Is that 21 years too? Mind Tactics? My goodness.
Supposed to be.
Okay. Got it. We're looking at 20 right now. We're looking at that. If you haven't figured out by now, this is the great man known as only fitting. It's Tuesday that we have this man, DJ Jimmy Taco. Let's go. I love the tune.
Thank you very much.
Oh shit! It's LL Cool James.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. LL Cool James Mora.
Oh my God.
Wow,
I'm
sir.
Old. My knees hurt.
Oh. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thanks
to
for
finally
me.
Coming on here, man.
Yes, sir.
It's a long time coming.
Yes.
Lots to talk about. Lots to go.
Let's have fun.
Many, many things to say to you.
Yee.
And well, first off, for the people that don't know, and Jaylene, you have a connection right off the bat here. You're born in L.A., born in Glendale?
Yes, born in Glendale.
Jaylene, is that where you're from, in L.A.?
My family's from there, so I wasn't born there, but I'm there quite often as
Aaron
and the show probably.
So where'd you grow up at?
I grew up here, but my parents are from Carson and Torrance.
Carson and Torrance, so you know where Wilmington is?
Yes,
that's
the first.
I grew up in Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
Wemoss.
Oh, okay.
All day.
Then you went to Big Island?
Yeah, my parents moved to Wilmington when I was 13.
Okay.
Okay. No, my parents moved to the Big Island when I was 13. Yeah.
Oh, from 13. And then you got to just ask right off the bat, when did the DJing start?
So I danced as a kid, and then DJing came after that when I moved to Honolulu and went to UH. My friend Ryan Kalahiki had turntables in his dorm room.
Yeah.
And he taught me how to mix. And
that was it.
Gemini mixer, a realistic turntable, and a fucking broke ass Pioneer mixer. Sorry, oops, but yeah,
yeah.
It worked. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
what was your first gig then?
Yeah.
My first gig? Wow. I used to work at Foot Locker.
Oh, okay.
And I did a Foot Locker company party at Ala Moana Hotel in like this little ass room that was about the size of this room for like all Foot Locker stores. So it was like super crowded. It was like, woo!
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Yeah. I played some music and they were like, we don't want to dance to this. This is like hip hop. We don't know what this is. This right. is a dance music. I remember playing Paris, Break the Grip of Shame, and they were like looking at me like I was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That would never be played.
Like, yeah!
Unreal. Yeah. When you first started, what were like the major songs that you were wanting to get when you started DJing? You're like, okay, I'm gonna start now. I gotta get these records.
I just wanted all hip hop records, yeah. But like, I didn't really understand like what you needed to do to play like a party, like, you know, because
right.
I love hip hop and I just wanted to play hip hop, but nobody wanted to like dance to that shit. They just wanted like, oh, that's cool, but we don't really want to dance to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how that's all evolved.
MC Shidey, like, all right, cool. Wow. We'll shake it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Most memorable moment, I mean, as a DJ, what stands out?
Wow. Most memorable moment? Mm-hmm. It's been a long ass time. Like, because I've been DJing since I was 18.
Right.
And not to, like, really.
How old are you now? 65?
I love Brian. But wait till you're over here, bruh. I can't even see you right now.
Don't worry, none of us can see anything
out
there.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, let's be real. I'm 49 now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I just turned 49 last week. And still doing this shit. But thank you for cutting it short. But, wow, there's a lot of moments like
do you remember like the first thing that stood out, like when you started the whole DJing thing, and then the first thing that just threw you off?
There was a moment like I really was like done with DJing and I didn't want to fucking play parties anymore at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm cool, like I could just go work at Costco or do whatever. And I did this party for HPU at John Dominus.
Wow.
Like, and this was like right before, this was like the last hoorah, John Dominus, and this party was amazing.
Yes, John Dominus, and this was 53 by the Sea is now.
Right, oh, okay, right. And I was, and the person that hired me was the homie that I used to work for, this guy, Mike Duran, and he made me play this party, and I was like, man, I really don't want to DJ no more.
Yeah.
And I did this party, and it was cracking. Like, everybody, from the beginning to the end, I had so much fun. And I was like, I stopped the music. I was like, you know what? I really thought about quitting DJing after this party.
Yeah.
But you guys made me want to continue.
Wow.
And that was it. And I still love it. I still have fun. I'm fucking old as dirt. And I don't give a fuck. I just love to have fun. And that's it. Like,
right.
You know what? I like to see people have a good time.
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so, all bottom line.
Yeah.
Right.
If we could backtrack just a little bit, how did your love of hip-hop start? Is it from you being from Cali, or like, where did it
start? No, it started with dance. Like, I loved to dance as a kid, you know? I mean, music, I grew up with music in my house. My father was a guitar player.
Okay.
He played, like, rhythm and blues guitar. He was like a David Lindley, Ryke Hooter, and reggae. Like, we had a lot of reggae in the house. And that was like Sundays. There used to be like this college radio show, like growing up in LA, in Long Beach. I forget, I don't know what the station was, but it was like a college radio show in LA and came out of Long Beach, was right next to Wilmington. And my father was like, we gotta listen to this. My dad would be like, pull me, like, you know, just sit down and listen to reggae. And I didn't know what the hell it was, you know? I was like a kind of rocker kid growing up, and that was a time.
Yeah.
You know, so it was either like Motley Crue or you like
right, all the hair bands.
The hair bands, or you like punk.
Right.
You're like, there were like a bunch of punk bands or whatever. So it was just, you know, the LA punk scene was like crazy in the early 80s. Like, we moved to Hawaii in 83. So this was like Black Flag and like TSOL.
Skater punk and all that.
Yeah, like skater punk shit. So like all the LA shit. And I was cool with that. But because my older cousin that lived with us, like, he was about that life. And I didn't know. Like, I just grew up next to him. But yeah. All my other friends were like with dance. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that was right when things started to pop off.
Right. Pat Jam. Yeah.
Right.
And, yeah.
And that goes into, well, we're gonna, majority of the questions are gonna be this. Through the years, as you evolved as a DJ and as you went through it, because you went to, did you go back to LA at some point? Because I know you mentioned Mike Nardone as a guy that was a guy that was a person that helped you out.
Nardone, yeah. Mike Nardone is like super, like key in the LA radio hip hop scene.
Yeah.
So it's funny how I met Mike Nardone is through a homie here. This guy, Lawrence Ahn. Lawrence Ahn went to, Lawrence Ahn is from Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I want to say like IA area. And so I used to work for this guy, Mike Duran, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
Lawrence came into the company and he started doing our business. And he was like, yo, I used to go to Loyola, where Mike had KXLU, which is Loyola's radio show. Like that was like the hip hop show, Sunday nights. We came from beyond. So Lawrence and Mike used to do mobile DJing together. Okay. So Lawrence was like kind of like the in-between. He said, yo, you got to meet my friend Mike. We met, we hung out, and we just like clicked. And it was like, you know, we've been best friends for like the last, 30 years?
Right.
Something like that.
So I remember as a kid, it was 92.3 The Beat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mike and King M's.
Yes.
Yes.
I still remember
What was the name of the show? What was it called?
But this was
the Joint. The show was called The Joint on The Beat. Like that was like LA's biggest radio show. Like now it's like, you know, Big Boy or whatever.
Yeah.
But this was like their hip hop show on the weekend. They had The Beat and they also had
On 92.3?
On 92.3, I think they also had the Baker Boys.
Baker Boys was on it, yes.
Yeah, the other station had Sway and Tech.
Right. That was KMEL. Right?
KMEL first, but then the Sway and Tech moved to LA.
Got it.
And I think they were on Power or, I don't know, vice versa, whatever, but yeah.
Because in Hawaii, that's all, we just would get the tapes.
Right.
You have to order the tapes.
Right.
Through the mail.
But then once, then we actually, in Hawaii, we did have the Baker Boys on I-94.
Yes. I was going to bring that up later. Yeah, that was something. It was interesting how Hawaii Radio eventually got
this evolved, right?
And then through the years, so what was the first local station that you were like the mix show? Because the mix show DJing was, when did that really pop off? Was that like late 80s?
In the late 80s, I did like mix shows, like did like really start popping off. But like there was like James Coles and Richie Aki and like Spaz and a bunch of other DJs like were doing that. And K-Smooth started with that and
Right, right. As far as that, because it was kind of, people still didn't quite get what the whole hip hop thing was about. I mean, as growing up as a kid, it was all few and far between people that knew what hip hop was. Growing up as a kid, I didn't know anyone that listened to hip hop.
Yeah.
And when you listen on the radio, nothing was really, you would have to watch your own TV raps and that's basically it.
Right.
So how did you guys get it more on the air? Was it just because the demand nationally just was like, that's how it is, and for these stations,
because they like just, for radio,
or? Yeah, because they just base it off of demand of just what the popular music is. I mean, without even mentioning Radio Free, but you got like I-94.
Radio Free was like always cutting edge.
That was the cutting edge one, right?
Like they were like always above and beyond what the popular radio always had. Like, you know, I-94 back then,
right?
Like Radio Free was like murdering,
right?
Like, and for us,
right.
I was always like, why are we not playing Cypress Hill?
Exactly, right.
Why are we not playing this? Or we're not. And I.
How did that switch over to be like those channels? Like, okay, you know, let's just do it. Just play it.
Right. I don't know when it like really clicked.
Yeah.
It was just like, there were times when we'd get a record, and they're like, "Oh, I don't know if we can play it." And I'm like, I'm talking like California Love.
Yeah.
Like.
Major hits.
I remember playing that in a club. And then be like, yo, where's this record? James Coles is like, where'd you get that from? I was like, my record pool. Mike Nardone. You know, Nardone like hooked me up with the best record pool in LA.
Yeah.
And would send me music And I remember playing that. I'm like, we don't have this. What is this? I was like, I'm sure you have it. And then James was like, yo, we have this. Like, I don't know why we're not playing it. And
right.
It was always like, oh, we got to wait till the label tells us. We got to wait for this. We got to wait for that. And
yeah.
It's always – so radio is a fickle thing. Like, it's
yeah.
People, like, understand the music and know how great it is, but they fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I don't mean to, like, expose my entire, you know
– Well, we already know.
Right. So, yeah. I'm sure. I mean, thank you. But it's just like, bro, we should be playing this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And then that led to – the show that is still on the air, Mind Tactics.
Actually, it's not.
Yeah.
I took Mind Tactics off the radio like last year.
Got it.
Because at my 20th anniversary, I was just like tired of my boss saying, I need you to play this 6 songs in your mix.
That goes back to the corporate.
Right. Again. And yeah. I need help with you playing these songs. And I'm like, I really don't. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to play those songs.
Yeah.
Like, because we play them all day long, yeah. You know what I mean? No matter what it is. How am I going to play, like, it's a hip-hop show, but I'm playing, like, artists that I don't really feel like I should be giving that hip-hop love to.
Right.
You know, so I'd rather not do it.
Right.
You know, and shortchange what I should be doing.
So is it not anything, no SoundClouds, no anything
like that? I mean, I have, like, my JimmyTaco.com that I have old shows on, and I have a Mixcloud, I have a SoundCloud, but I don't really update them. It's just because I love hip hop, but I don't have the time to give it what it needs.
Right.
Because I feel like if I do, I'm shortchanging it.
Yeah.
I'm not doing what I should.
Right.
You know, and that's not cool. Like, you shouldn't half-step in hip-hop at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, why do it?
Exactly.
You know, I'd rather just be like, cool. Hey,
right.
I want to listen to somebody else's stuff. Like, and see what someone else is doing. And maybe when I have the time, let's do it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, I still remember, you're not going to remember this, but this was in about 2000, 2001. And I was coming back from DJing. And your show was at 2 in the morning. And what I would usually do, if people didn't already know, is no, I wasn't hanging out and partying with, you know, whatever. I would go to Jack in the Box, and then I'd go and order food, and I'd just sit in the car. And then I just, like, kind of depress, you know, unwind and just, like, you know.
Just chill. Decompress.
And I always listened to your show because that was when I was done. And you mentioned myself and Delve on the air where we would – use acapellas and we remixed it. You and Size were talking about something, and Size was talking about how DJs would remix songs because, you know, he's big into that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then we were doing that at the time, and then you shouted me, and I just sat there. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I still remember.
Man.
So, yeah. I'm not going to cry, but.
I might, bro. Like, I'm kind of sensitive.
I'm not crying, actually. So that was like one of the greatest moments.
Let me drink my beer and get my composure right now.
Yeah, so I'll take a drink break, everyone.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, I was listening. And
you know what? Like, homie, like, for real, like, there has always been the utmost respect for you and Cav. Like, for real. Like, you guys have always fucking done great work. Right. And I respect that.
Dear well, vegan, thank you.
Thank you, Cauliflower Tacos.
Oh, coming soon, everyone. It's coming soon.
It's coming soon. Let's get it on.
But I just had to tell you, like, you got a big influence on Cavett, Delve, Compose, all of us guys. I mean, we have a gentleman in the crowd that is great to see that is personally my idol.
Yeah.
I never told him this, but it's DJ XL.
He knows it. Like, bro.
I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious. It was your mixing that was really the one that was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what needs to be done. It's always amazing.
There used to be time. So I used to promote a party. I forget if it was Friday night, Saturday night, and I was downstairs and XL and Blaze were upstairs.
Yes.
They were at Aqua's and I was at Point After, whatever the hell it was
that's
called.
Right. That's right. That's right. The Aqua Parties.
And I would be like, is my set done? All right, cool, bye. And I would go upstairs, and I'd be like, hey, Blaze, can you get me in? He's like, hold on, bro. Like, wait. And then, but Blaze would always like, I'm taking care of people. He got me in.
Yes, he was partying around crazy.
I would love to come up there and listen to XL and yes. listen to
It was XL and DJ Hot Water, who was the opener. The DJ XL in the big room. And then It was Hot Water. It's Kyle, gentleman of Kyle. He long retired, but he got into computers or something. But yeah, he used to be the opener. And then it was Delve and I in the front room. And then we do the lounge thing.
Did they have two rooms?
Is it when you walked in, you see
the lounge thing? I was always too drunk to understand. Like,
that's what usually.
That's like half of my life.
Remember, you got the Eurasia people coming up, right? And pointing at me. So then we were in the front lounge. You go right all the way down. Excel's over there. Yell's on the mic, and then
their party was so much more cracking than ours. I was like, well, the women were always way more beautiful upstairs than we had downstairs.
Yes, that was quite a party. That was quite a party. Yes.
Where am I at? Yeah. I gotta go back upstairs.
Wow, that was God, yeah. That was like 2000, I think.
Were you guys open to two or four? Two?
Yeah. And then eventually that was when about the Visionaries came down. Concert was over there. Yeah.
You guys did a Visionary show at Aquas?
Yeah.
Wow, that was dope. The one downtown.
Yeah. That was the first one. And then Combo opened. If you remember Combo. Oh,
yes. Combo MC.
Yeah.
I have like a crazy drop from Combo.
Really?
This is Combo MC.
That's like, his voice.
His voice was like that. Wow. I'm a Jimmy Chicken Taco. Like I was like, I gotta edit that chicken shit out.
Wow.
Combo, you good dude. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy stories. I mean, also, you do Dave and Buster's. I wanted to touch on this because the Dave and Buster's party is that still going on?
It's still going on.
Now, like, how long has this been going on?
So. We've been doing this Dave and Buster's party for 14 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. A long time. Thankfully. I mean, if I actually saved money, I would have bought a house, but it's all been spent at the bar.
Well, we can't have everything. But
right. Mean, true.
14 years. Like, so what?
Yeah.
This summer
will be 15 years.
Wow. Unreal.
Yeah.
Somebody's now officially able to work. At 15 years.
Oh,
they were born when you're... I mean, unreal.
I don't even know my son...
Work permit, right? 15. Okay, yeah.
Huh?
Work permit, you can start working. So, yeah.
No, my son can work. He's 21.
Okay, well, I hope so. At 21. Yes, yeah. That's good.
He needs a job, bro. Who's iron? Sorry, Corner, I love you, but hey, bro. Like,
doctor downstairs, baby. How does a party for that long and you see things evolve? The crowd...
I don't.
Wait, people dressing for God's sakes. I mean, it's
I don't try not to leave the DJ booth at all now.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, how old are you?
22.
Right. So, I try to stay my old ass in one place.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
that's it. You don't have enough time. It's just.
I think I really give myself like another year there. I love it. I love having fun and love being there, but.
Yeah.
You know, I. Do you want to party with your dad? Do you want to party with your uncle? Like, I mean, is that cool? That's a question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? How would you feel if your pops was in the building DJing? Exactly.
Great answer.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, but if the music's good, then, you know, I'll fly to it.
The music is subjective. I mean, what are your favorite artists right now?
As far as, like, rap. Club or just in general?
Clubbing in general.
Honestly.
If you're turning up, like, what do you want to hear?
Yeah, Jaylene, let's go. This is you get this gentleman right here. What are you listening to currently?
Like, I mean, I want to.
If I'm turning up, maybe Drake, Migos, some Future, stuff like that. But that's not stuff that I would listen to that I'd want to listen to at the club.
Like, if you're driving in traffic, what would you listen to?
I listen to old stuff, honestly.
Like what? What is old stuff to you?
Like 90s.
Like
90s. Okay, that's sorry.
Like for real. Like what is old stuff to you? Like Backstreet Boys? I mean, I'm not trying to be like mean. I don't know.
It's a fair question.
It's a fair question because you're 22. You said right?
Yeah.
So 22. Shit. I can't even like really think.
Because we gotta go back 10 years then.
10
right?
years.
People at 10 usually start listening to music, right?
Right.
10 years ago.
I would say within five. So.
almost 5 years ago. That was Drake.
Drake, right?
Still,
right? It'd
still be Drake. Drake's still, like, first
album? That'll take Drake us through like, this 2019. That'll take us to 2014.
No, definitely.
No.
2014, I think, was...
What's 2014? It was like Waka Flocka?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Hmm? It's like a
See?
Blur.
It's all a blur, right? After like 2010.
Right. Music is like popcorn, they say.
So,
like,
so
right?
For you, for exactly. you, like, since you've been DJing this long, like, what are some like big moments in hip-hop or just in music in general that stand out to you?
Music turns over like way too fast now.
Yeah.
To like really, really pay attention. Like your attention span in music is like your attention span on the internet.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
Like everything changes like that.
Well, we've talked about this before, you know, before you'd have to wait at least a year to hear something from like your favorite artist, but now like everyone's turning out stuff like
right.
really fast. Just to stay relevant, right. it seems like a
songs
lot of
the work.
Right.
Songs
are 2 minutes and like on the average, like an average radio song now is 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Albums are less
you
than
You can't even
hour.
Like, for a radio DJ, you can't like leave the studio to go use the bathroom and come back. That's like our biggest argument right now.
Wow. That's
like
a good
on
point.
On the regular right now.
That's a good
on
point.
On the regular right now, like Bozzy, 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Yeah. That's no pee break.
Yeah. No, that's no pee break at all.
Yeah.
It's not like Prince where you can go to the bathroom and
yeah, you need
about like
song.
6 minutes and
no.
58 seconds.
Sybil, 5 minutes on.
Right.
You cannot. So, good point on that one. Yeah.
yeah.
But that's how it is. Everything's a short attention span.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks quick. Everybody wants to shit quick.
Microwave popcorn music.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
What was that in a song? Somebody said that in a song, right? Or
that was from a song. I don't.
I can't remember.
It's all a blur.
You're right. It's too old.
Was there any moment, though, that when through the years, even the 90s, even the 80s, and to now, that it went down and you're like, a lot of shit's going to change. Like, wow, really? And then you're like, ugh, things are not going to go well, or maybe things are going to go better. And you thought, you know, was there something?
Honestly, like, I really haven't really thought that things are really going to get better. Mm. Like, I work in radio and I really don't like 90% of the songs that we play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's radio's a job.
Yeah.
I love music. And there's songs that still come out. And I'm like, oh shit, this is dope. But then I'm like, there's artists I like.
Yeah.
Like Sam Smith. I think Sam Smith is fucking amazing. But there's other songs that come out like I said, like Bozzy. I'm like, all right, whatever. Post Malone. You're like on 90% of the records that come out right now. Like I'm like, whatever, bro, like take your fucking curls and peace, you know.
That's
yeah,
how it is. I mean,
yeah, you got to take everything with a grain of salt.
Do we look at that as are we being the grumpy old man? Are we?
At times, I think I am. At times, I think I am, and then I have to like check myself.
Yeah,
and I'm like, all right, let me think about like.
Right. Should we give this
right.
open look?
And sometimes I even like hashtag a song, and like look it up and see like. How far is it trending? What does it look like?
Yeah.
Do I give it a chance? Do I... All right, cool. Like, Kodak Black. Like, all right, you're cool. Like, but do I really want to play you, like, on a reg? Like...
Right. You say that with all these guys. I mean,
right.
On the line. Like,
right.
Do we get the joke? Is it a joke? We sometimes think it is a joke. Migos, for example.
Right.
A lot can be said about those guys. Are you a fan or are you not a fan? You just think of it as just comedy. Do you
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, is she genuine? Is just
yeah.
she that hood? That's that what she does?
Yeah.
Entertainer.
Huh?
Right.
Entertainer to me.
Is it entertainment?
Right. And I'm sometimes like, yeah, I see the entertainment factor or I don't know. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very convoluted.
Six nine.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it's a very convoluted. We don't know what to call it.
Right.
These guys are singing. These guys are depressed. These guys are
right.
playing guitar. We don't
right.
know what they're doing.
Right.
So, a lot of stuff. Well, let's go back to Hawaii hip hop. And I know you're a big supporter of Hawaii hip hop and the local artists and Flip the Bird Entertainment.
Yeah.
All these characters. Where are the fans? Kevin and I talked about this months ago about these local hip hop artists. All of them, IA for example, Creed Chameleon, all these guys. Where is the fan base for these guys? We look at when they have a show, it seems to be just their friends that are there, or it seems to be just their family that are there. Right. Is there a person that's like a stranger that's never met him, never met a Creed Chameleon that is listening to him in the car, never met an IA that's listening to the car? Where are those fans? What do you think? Is there a
they're,
fan?
They're not there.
Base? Yeah.
Honestly, like, you would love to see the people that would support your people from the hometown.
Yeah.
But they're far and in between. Like, they're like, all right, cool, but that's my homie. Like, I'd rather support him than support you. Like, I always thought that there was a time when, like, Pre, for instance, you know, like, we really wanted to put on for Pre and make things work for Pre. And we had this, like, big meeting, like, maybe we really need to take, like, one artist and everybody that does music, support him.
Yeah.
Regardless, all right, Pre's going on right now. Pre has this song. Let's put on for Pre. IA has this next song. Let's all put on for IA. And it started to roll, and then everybody was like, nah, I'm cool, bro. Like, nah, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own little niche, and they want to do their own thing. And that's cool. You want to support your people, you support your people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's just, what's the end game for all these guys? Are they looking at this as like as a hobby? Are they looking at this as a career?
Like, nobody is, like, so no one has cracked the Da Vinci Code of how to make money as a hip-hop artist in Hawaii at all.
Yeah.
Because they don't really want to put in the work.
That's what it comes down
to. You know what I mean? It comes down to, like, all right, you know, so Pre moved away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's doing work. Yeah. Show moved away.
Yeah.
He's back home. You know? Tasha just moved back home. You know, which is amazing. Tasha was at
shout out Tasha. Yeah.
Was at Scratch tonight.
Oh, chilling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not here, man? Yeah.
He has family duties. That's my homie, and maybe we can get him on another show.
I would love to talk to Emers.
Right
on the show.
Yes. Right, but you know, Flip the Bird was an amazing time doing music, and when we had the studio and doing work with everybody, that was great. You know, it's just, it's a different time now, bro. Like,
yes.
Yeah. It's kind of disheartening just to say, like, with my hip-hop show, with Mind Tactics.
Right.
It's like, people were here, and we had such a great team working at one time, and then everybody was like, I got to move away. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do that. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I held everybody down, and I had the studio, and it went from one thing to nothing. And I was like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
Like, the same thing with, like I said, my doctor. So I'm like, yeah.
That pretty much sums it up. It's just no one's really doing the work and evolution.
Yeah. Everybody wants to do their own work and not work as a team, which is a thing.
Yeah.
I think there's so many artists in Hawaii, and not just my Flip the Bird team and my family, but other people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I see Punahele.
Yep.
Punahele is amazing. He has such a great voice, and I see, like, Connor Boy and the Broke Monks.
Yeah.
Amazing. But
where's it going?
Right. Like, where's the following? Regardless of having radio support, you don't need radio support. If you do a grassroots effort, people will buy your music. You just need to make it available for them to buy it.
Correct.
Like, if you don't have nothing that's viable for anybody to purchase or anything, download or whatever, you're not going to go nowhere. You're just going to be the same.
It's just, you know.
Right.
Because I saw Cavett today, and we talked about hip-hop at the Tropics.
Right.
And there's 30 people there. What's the end game?
You know? I went the other night for Creed is moving away.
Yes.
So I went for Creed's party. And there were like 10 people there.
Yeah.
And the dude that was on the stage was like yelling, like, F this place, F that, F that. And the owner walked up to him and pulled the microphone away from him. And I was like, get off my stage, get out of my bar. You know what I mean? The guy was like freestyling and saying, I don't know who he was or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was like saying, like, yo, like, I didn't get my drink in time, and it's empty, and this place is terrible.
Wonderful.
I'm like, shut up, bro. Let's just do your songs and do your thing and move on. So, yeah.
I don't want to end on a bad note, so let's
sorry.
Let's do this. Running on a real note, but I just want to throw this out there real quick. I gave you an assignment, and it was to do the the Mount Rushmore of all-time hip-hop radio shows. I wanted to get your thoughts on this one.
All right. And so
I got some I can throw at you, but I want to hear from you right now. What do you
so, think? Of course, Stretch and Bobbito.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt, yes.
No doubt.
Yes.
The Awesome 2, Teddy Ted and Special K.
Wow.
Like, that's like...
Yeah.
And Nardone and King M's. That's like
okay.
my foundation.
Right.
Sway and Tech.
Yep.
And the Baker Boys.
Yep.
And like for hip hop radio.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Stretch and Bobbito was the first one that brought comedy to the whole thing.
Right.
It was there's an interview, but it was like a talk show.
Right.
And it was fun in that sense.
Right.
It was two guys that weren't trying to pretend to talk all this slang.
Right.
And it was a real show. Stretch Armstrong's a white guy.
Right.
And then the way it worked.
But I also, honestly, like also Funk Flex.
Yep.
Because he brought, Flex brought a lot of music that the mainstream would not have known at all.
Right.
And Flex brought that to them.
Right.
And with Flex doing that, he also opened up the doors to Cornerstone, which Cornerstone, like all the mixtapes that he did.
Right.
Like, and that Cornerstone like changed the game with their mix CDs through radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got all the way to here because
yeah.
I was buying them and snail mailing them over here, 10 bucks a pop. You had them all, the double G-Bola Pro, double R.
Right.
All the New York, Mr. C, all those
everybody.
Guys. It, Funk Master Flex, Doo-Wop, that's all came from
right.
these guys. The Stretch and Bobbito tapes were available. You could get all right. those episodes.
Right, right.
Sway and Tech. Did Sway and Tech ever come and make it out to, was it on a station in Maui or something?
Sway and Tech?
In 2000 in Hawaii, was there, what was the state? There was something that was on AM radio or something that you cut a very strange signal.
I think
signal.
Sway and Tech.
Did they ever make it here to Oahu?
I believe they did, but I can't remember. I think they were on KQMQ because they were on KQMQ when they changed to the new Jammin' 93.1 or some shit like that. And then we did, we had... the Baker Boys on our station
on
I-94.
Yeah.
We had Baker Boys on I-94.
Because there was a show I wanted to talk to you about if this was indeed Sway and Tech. We would be on Saturday afternoons, and it was broadcast out of Maui. And I got a very vague signal.
So Maui... So
was there something coming out of there? Was that
Sway? There was. Like
a 98?
It might have been out of... I forget the Maui station was.
Yeah.
But Hawaii's always had like great hip-hop radio.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, we had AM.
Oh, yeah.
AM.
Yeah.
AM, we had the Anti-Loki show, which was, it's like a Filipino radio station right now. What the hell is it? They're across from Zippy's on King Street. Like, right, what is that Zippy's at Washington Intermediate?
Yeah, Racer Zippy's. Yeah.
Right, racist zippies. Yeah. Yeah. So across the street, there's like a house that has a radio station in there. And
yes, okay. I remember this.
When I grew up on the Big Island, we would only be able to hear like that AM radio station from like 9 p.m. till like whatever it was in the morning. And I would have this like my little boombox the size of this laptop. Like on my pillow next to me in my bed.
Yeah.
And it was Anti-Loki from one time and until Johnny G Jam. And he would come on and he would play like, you know, which would be like old electro hip hop records.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
There was something I wanted to get because I would always hear it Saturday afternoon. And the only way I could hear it was if I go in my 83 Toyota Tercel and put the antenna on. You could take it off back in the day. And I would take it and I would have to drive up and down Pulley. So I would go down up Pulley, then a U-turn, come back down, and I'd do that for about an hour to hear it. And I could hear, you know, my Steez. You know?
Right.
So I'd be doing this like for a Saturday afternoon, you know, single. And
that's crazy. Dumb.
And I was just doing that and I was just like, what was that show? I was thinking, if you remember that, if it was Sway and Tech, it was something from the mainland.
I'm sure it was like, I know Sway and Tech had a show here because I remember them coming here to like support it.
Oh.
So
okay.
I don't know if it was on 93.1 or
it was something strange.
Yeah.
But there was a vague signal and it just blew me away.
Someone else did it, but we did the other homies from
Bigger Boys was on, yeah, where you have...
That was a record pool that I was a part of. So their brother, their older brother, Frank, ran a record pool.
Okay.
So it was called, used to be called Ghetto Baby. And they would send me all my music.
Right, yeah. that was on at nights. Yeah. Right? Yeah, and they would have like J-Rock mixing and all the Beat Junkies. And,
right.
Right, that was good stuff. And I got a shout out like K2H. I mean, that was a thing that...
Yeah.
Soul 69, if you remember that one.
Yes.
That was the mid-90s. DJ XL's on there.
Yeah.
Before that, of course you had, you know, Static.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monty.
Shout out to Monty.
Respect.
So I had to just give you for my all-time Mount Rushmore, I put Stretch of Bobito in there. I put Soul 69 in there because that just influenced me growing up.
Yeah.
Sway and Tech was definitely in there because their personalities as well.
Yeah.
Sway is still relevant now.
Right, right.
And then I got to put in, without any kind of, you know, specific ass-kissing, Mind Tactics, bro. That's it. We're going to put that in there right there. That's the four right there.
Now I might cry. There like, shit. Wow.
Everybody said.
Okay. Wow. All thank right, you, buddy. Right.
Thank you, brother. We're going to take a break here. We're going to go in. We're finally going to have time. It's going to be that time, finally. We're going to bring on some psychopath that's going to come on and just tear this whole show apart.
Take your hat off, bro.
Take your hat off.
Honor off. Honor off.
Oh, he's drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Keep your hat on,
keep it on. Keep it on. We seen your hair earlier. Let's take a break. Sleep time's over. We'll be back.
Flock of seagulls.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back. Sleep time's over is back with another banger.
Well, we're back with Sleep Time's Over. We're going to go with our final segment. A little shout out to what's going to happen in the coming weeks. Next week's show, we're going to have Creed Chameleon. He'll be joining us. James Webb from Lee Coffee Company is going to talk to us about cold brew, nitro cold brew. You drink cold coffee?
Yes. Not the nitro kind.
There you go. Well, you'll find out all about it next week. Also, we're going to have the Valentine's show, as you know, which could possibly get us in jail. The live Tinder date is still a thing. We're going to have that going on. IA is coming up in February. We're also going to have, I'm going to attempt this again. Now, if you can help me with this one, okay. I need to have this gentleman on here. I'm trying to get in touch with Andy Bumatai. I want to meet Mr. Andy Bumatai and get this guy on here. If that's possible.
He hates me.
Okay, we'll find someone else.
I promise you, he hates me.
Oh. Hey, it's my segment, dickhead. I'm talking.
We're talking about Andy right now. Shut up right now. Let me tell you this. Hold on. What can we do? Can we get Andy? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just in the future reference, I've been trying to message him. I email him.
I shut his mic off like while he was doing his comedy.
Oh. Really?
And I was doing sound for him.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have him on.
Well, bring him on now. Fucking heckle him.
Noted.
You know what? You know what? I was doing sound for him.
Yeah.
And he's like looking at me. He's like, he was bombing. Like bombing.
Right.
He's like, your job looks like it's incredible.
Wow.
And I'm like,
well,
all right. I pressed mute on his microphone. He was like, yeah, my job is incredible, bitch.
Wow.
Well, hashtag having second thoughts now.
I'll call him. I'll ask Augie.
Yes,
Augie T.
I'll get back to you on that one.
I promise you.
Sounds scary.
I won't tell him I'm here.
All right, well, let's go in with some more psychos. Our next guest.
Speaking of psychos,
let's just go. As the anticipation grows for this gentleman, he's finally going to be coming on here. He is, let's straight up, the chef and owner of a place called Scratch Kitchen and Meadery. Let's bring on Mr. Brian Chan. Woo! Where is he? There we go.
He likes the meat. Come on, Meadery.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
I hate my friends. Don't touch me, bro.
I like it. It's on the air. I like this. It's on the air. Wow.
Get off me, bro.
What's up, bro? Welcome, finally. Here we are. Okay, sit down. Oh, boy.
Sit down.
Yeah. Oh, okay, wow.
You're the worst.
All right, that's about it. Good night, everyone. That's it.
Good night. Hey, wait. What's your hat off?
Keep the hat on. Keep the hat on.
Ron K.
Wow.
I can't wait.
It flanned out. Nice.
You got flock of seagulls.
Cue that one up. It's coming. So. Now, you guys just came from. We didn't talk about this. You guys came from Taco. There you go. That fits again.
All right, sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Nowhere.
I'm not seriously
yeah.
Can.
Yeah. Shut up. Okay. So you guys just came from scratch just now.
Yes.
We forgot to talk about Taco Takeover. So
yes.
Well, how did that go tonight?
It was fun.
Yeah. Sold out?
Yes.
We did.
More.
And what were you just...
We sold out like Puffy in a shiny suit.
Wow. So what was the options here? What kind of tacos were you getting here?
What am I like? We had a carne asada taco, we had a carnitas taco, and we had a chicken taquito.
Wow. And yeah. It was sold out, so it was reservation only on this? What? How
yes.
Did you guys do this? Yeah?
So this
was
like our second one that we did.
Yeah, we did
Fitted
and
yeah.
Black Friday and Fitted, yeah.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Thank you.
Unreal. So is this going to be a thing? Is this, you going to try and keep this going for future, or?
I'd like to do it. So, like, my plan for this year is to do, like, one a month.
Yeah.
Until the end of the year, and then let's see where it goes from there.
Wow.
Like, that would be, like, you know, my next thing.
Yeah. Brian, you allow me to...
You can't be a 90-year-old DJ.
That's
David
correct.
Muster's
on
this
tonight.
Oh. That can be a thing. Brian, are you going to allow him back in this scratch?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
He needs a tortilla maker on Tuesdays.
You're pretty good at making tortillas, dude.
I'm pretty fucking amazing at making tortillas
okay.
On Tuesday. Sorry.
That's good. Actual kind of cars.
I'll edit out all
quiet.
The swearing, I promise.
All of the edited. Taco's coming over my house, right? I'm going to edit.
I'll edit everything. Just send me
the
file.
Whole night long. Actually, if that could be a help to me. Yeah,
bro, believe me. I'm
thank
amazing.
Because I'm tired.
You should hear this guy in the morning, dude. Seriously. Drunk Jeopardy. How much edit?
Yeah, we didn't. How did you edit that? No, that was.
Oh my
gosh.
The Drunk Jeopardy, yeah. Was that edited? I mean,
I edit all of it.
Right.
On the fly.
Oh, no.
Not like seconds before it airs.
Right.
But I go into work the next morning hungover and edit it all.
Wow. Unreal.
So it hurts.
That's why you're the professional you are.
Yeah, I edit it and I lie down on my floor and I'm like, oh my God.
You take care of it. Speaking of professionals, Brian.
Yes.
What's the latest with Scratch, man? What's going on over there?
So rocking and rolling.
Yep.
Brunch, lunch, dinner. New menu every 3 months.
What was
I
that?
Wanted to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Cause I've been there a couple times, and almost every time I go there, there's a new menu. I just wanted to know, like, if you have a process at all. Like, what is your process? Your thinking about coming up with all these ideas every 3 months.
I think about food all the time. Like right now, food is in my mind.
What's the first thing right now in your head right now? Food.
Loco Moco.
Good
well,
call.
What's your favorite Loco Moco you've had in your life?
The one from Moana Cafe, Waikai.
Really?
Wow.
Really? That's
that.
The top one.
That was a good
wow.
Loco Moco.
Interesting picture.
Yep.
Okay.
I just had a crazy Loco Moco for, I forget where it is in Waikiki, but it was
heavenly.
It was very heavenly. Cause
no, heavenly!
That's the place.
That's the favorite restaurant. Where's it at?
By Ilikai.
Not the one that I had.
Oh.
They like did a radio segment with us on our morning show.
Yeah.
And the patty was half bacon and half beef.
Wow.
Yes, please.
It's called the 50-50 Loco Moco.
Where is it?
And it's somewhere, I believe, in the international marketplace.
Oh.
Really?
It was pretty damn good.
Is it on the street? Is it in the street?
I don't know where
something?
It was.
Yeah.
They brought it to
yeah.
us. Kyoto was like, this is for you. I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm
wow.
eating it.
Now, you do Loco Moco for brunch, not
yes.
for dinner. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
What got you to go with the breakfast food strategy as your restaurant in the first place? Why that angle?
I love eggs. That's
well,
it.
We all really, right?
Eggs.
Yeah.
Well,
sweet stuff too. We got all kind of sweet stuff.
Nah, not that much sweet
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, we got the French toast.
We have
in there.
Pancakes and French toast. That's it. But I love eggs.
Okay.
I love eggs.
Okay.
No
yeah.
joke. I can eat eggs all day long.
What's seriously. The best? How you cook? How you like your eggs cooked? What do you like?
Over easy.
Oh.
Rice, shoyu. That's it.
I agree.
Perfect.
Well, good call then.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, well done. That's why you got the Loco Moco things.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What is there anything on a dinner menu?
Yeah. Well, we have.
What we got?
We have deviled eggs.
Put on eggs on everything, bro.
Yeah, we
you.
Have like fried deviled eggs. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
I
never had that.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. For dinner.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks for the invitation.
No problem.
Yeah, that's
buddy.
Like been on there for how long? You never give this man deviled eggs. What's going on?
I don't like him. That's okay. Because I don't like him either. Is that the microphone?
That was good. So, how much minutes in are we in?
Is this a time show?
Is
to edit this down?
It is now. We're looking at.
Bro, I helped with the editing too. Thank you. I'm amazing with that too.
Thank you. Whatever you can do. Thank you very much. What do you foresee? What got you to move from downtown to Kakako? What was the plan there?
Dinner. So we moved from downtown to Kakako for dinner.
Yeah.
Parking. Less homeless people on the street.
Right.
Yeah.
No crack on the side of the road.
That's true. Right.
No hookers on the side of the street.
No pantsless and the drug. Yeah.
No cheesy smell on the street.
Mm, right.
No intravenous needles.
No trash. You walk over.
And speaking of downtown, were you at Epic before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Before?
So the Epic Burger was amazing.
What was called the BC Burger back in the day?
That was the BC Burger.
Was it? I thought it was called the Epic Burger.
You're not my friend, dude. I thought we were friends.
I like how they're talking like quietly right now.
Are we having our own conversation? Like,
own conversation.
It's their show, bro.
Can we listen?
So, I'm just, from Epic went to Scratch Kakako. That was the kind of the pecking order.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Is Epic owned by Little Village? Was it owned?
So I used to have partners that owned. It was myself and two other guys that would be at Epic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got it. Have you been to Epic? Do you remember this?
I have, yeah.
Have you been to Scratch downtown?
And, yes.
And you've been to the one, okay.
Yes.
You've been to Epic?
When did Epic close? Because that seems a while ago, right?
2015.
Was it really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, old, yeah.
Is that long ago, dude?
2015?
Bro.
4 years ago already.
That's like, where's the place you would go, like, if there was something going on?
It's a good spot. I do miss the area.
Fun.
It is a great area as far as, like, the building was beautiful, the high ceilings.
Yeah.
Do
you foresee us another location in the future?
I do foresee another location.
Where would you put this second location?
Back in Chinatown.
Yeah?
Wow.
What's in Epic now, currently?
They just opened something else.
It's a Rangoon.
Burmese.
Oh, is that what
Burmese,
that is?
Yeah.
Because that used to be university, right? Rangoon.
They have
one. It's Dagon. It's the
it's good. Rangoon. The food is legit there, dude.
Yeah. What,
seriously.
That's Burmese food?
Burmese
food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
I think I've ever had
Burmese food.
Yeah.
It's like Thai food.
Oh, okay.
Curry.
Yeah.
Just put something on rice. Put egg on it. Good enough.
Too much.
That's all right.
That sounds good.
It's all the same. Good. So what do you see as the future for Kakako location? What kind of, as far as changing the menu, but anything else different that you want to see happen?
We're going to do outdoor seating.
Okay.
Oh.
More live music.
Yeah.
Don't touch me, bro.
We're handsome DJs over there.
Oh, hey. I'm a handsome DJ right here in front of
you. Over there, dude.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Hi.
So, I mean, are you open for... That was good, hey. I'm surprised none of you guys did that until now. Because
right.
The ears are right there.
It happens quite a bit, actually.
It does.
Oh, God.
So, in case anyone wants to continue to hear this banter, Taco, you're on Sundays, right? The brunch, yeah. 10 a.m. XL and you are there, yes. So, 10 to 2.
Yes.
Yes, very good. So, you get to see that. You get to see this gentleman wearing a white hat. Wearing a white attire or something with a blue thing. He's going to be boomeranging and doing all kind of weird IG
crazy,
story shit.
It's a
now.
Crazy day.
Sundays are fun, dude.
Yeah. Honestly, I love DJing there on Sundays. Like, it's... Thankfully, I'm only, like, playing at half an hour at a time. So I can, like, kind of recompose myself.
Yeah.
Half an hour at a time.
Right, right, right.
This guy is, like, relentless.
Yes, he is.
Oh, you want to drink? What do you want to do?
Yes. That's pretty much the exact same thing he said.
I don't know if you remember, but you gave me like extra cookies one time. Like you're just
whoa.
You have cookies on the menu?
Like,
oh. How
are
you,
where
huh?
Where came from or
not. Oh, who are you?
Why'd you make cookies?
Yeah, what?
Don't worry about it, buddy.
Wait, wait a minute.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a cookie. I was
just get extra bacon.
Wait a minute.
He was just like standing and he's like, he like puts it down for me. It's just like,
really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where'd you get the cookies from?
I put them in the back for that one.
Like, wait, hold on, bro. Where are you getting cookies from? You baking cookies now over there?
Back
never
the
seen
day.
A cookie
he
there.
He doesn't bake.
Yo, what are you doing?
Back in the day.
What do you mean back in the day? What
back
does that
in
mean?
The day what?
What is back in the day? 2015. What is the end?
But I'm
she
like,
was 12
and 20.
You're talking about ends and I'm talking about cookies. That could be illegal then. So, I didn't know you had cookies or.
Yeah, no, we actually, I don't know if you remember, but we actually have had a couple of conversations. Some of them have been out at the outdoor.
Oh, yeah, a couple of conversations.
Yeah, because.
Really?
Because I work over there and I don't work for them. I work in Island Club, so I would come through all the time. And I sat down with you a couple times, and I think it was like your break after like the lunch time or whatever. So you're like whatever decompressing outside, and
I drink a lot of alcohol.
What's this
okay.
I forget.
Hey, Jack, what is your top five radio DJs?
Hey, you like talk rapper?
Wow.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. So when you told me he was gonna, do
I went with DJ
like, oh,
XL first. It's my favorite radio DJ.
Good. So that was my favorite radio DJ too.
Hey, yo, me too, you know. Oh, something incoming. So I was just, I don't know how you know this story so like elaborately. This is amazing. When did this happen?
I would say maybe a couple years. Maybe
wow.
Maybe years ago. But I remember because I was like,
you made a memory for her.
Well, because I came in alone and I was just like, it was right before I went to work and I was kind of like, just whatever, feeling a little down here, just eating by myself. And then
you can invest in your work.
And
what was that?
No, but you're
so
personable, and I just
yes, Zach. How are you?
You're the new Premier Remix on.
I have.
Oh, good.
Premier and Janet Jackson. Oh my God,
oh,
I love that remix.
Oh, together again, remix, remix. Oh,
well,
it's all for you.
That's so amazing. I can't believe that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, so I remember that. I mean, that's why I said, I don't know if you know, but like when you...
Well, Taco, you heard the Militia remix on. It's good.
Gentlemen.
Okay, we done here? We good? We got the reminiscing here?
Okay, we're done.
Okay.
Okay.
So... I don't even know where to go.
That was a story. Do you not understand who... You know your friend. Come on.
Wow. Okay, here we go. Let's go with this one. When did you two meet?
So, I think was it Tinder or Bumble?
It was fucking Match, you bitch.
It has to be Match. It's older.
I don't pay for Match, dude. Seriously, I don't pay for Match.
Bro, I don't pay for Match either.
MySpace, no.
Sponsor.
No.
We met through Brian.
Black Brian.
Black Brian.
Oh, oh, Furious Styles?
Furious
Styles? No.
Furious Styles.
Who's Furious Styles? No, different black guy. Okay, don't worry about it. But,
he looks like DMX and...
like Tyrese.
Tyrese.
He looks like Tyrese.
And,
Omar Epps. Mikai Pfeiffer.
Wow. This is the one. No. Not every... I promise you. No.
TJ's.
Yes. Homie, come here.
TJ's.
I promise you.
No,
I show you a picture of me.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
He's a smooth guy.
He looks like Morris Chestnut. Yeah. If you ever went to the living room, Brian used to be like a manager, promoter.
He was a promoter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was my boss for several years.
Yeah.
Really? Because I was at Living Room.
Oh,
and
man.
It was him and Titus.
Right.
You know,
right.
Shout out
yeah.
Titus. And then it was B-Tight Productions.
Right. And then and Titus had his own thing with the other homie, and there was like Rising Suns.
Yeah.
I don't even remember their
they
Rising
broke.
Suns.
They broke off, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then so.
Right. Yeah.
Was Brian at Scratch tonight?
Yeah.
Why did you come here, man? What's going on with these people?
Because he was with his girlfriend and the kids. And
People getting old, man. People
right.
getting old.
The
man.
Kids had to go home. And
I would have loved to see Black Brian. It's been 10 years.
Not this one, but the Black Brian.
That didn't sound right, yeah?
To be correct, I say Brian. Hi, Brian Simpson.
We always called him.
I know. He doesn't care if you call him
and
Black
Brian.
He
doesn't care.
Going on.
A lot of deleting going on. So.
Hi, Cabot. I miss you.
Cabot, where are you right now? Cabot's at basketball practice. He's no, he just finished. He just finished. He's doing basketball with his son. They do basketball every Tuesday.
Nice.
Shout out, shout out being a father. You know, right?
That's what's up.
Right?
That is
that for bringing the mood down, right?
No, not at all.
No, being advice. We're calming the mood.
That's what, like my heart
rate is so high right now. Oh my God.
I gotta bring it down a little bit.
We're bringing the mood down.
Oh my god.
We're calming down. Yeah. Talking about fatherhood. Yeah. Okay.
Fatherhood is amazing.
Right?
How's your kid?
I'll get back to you.
Silence.
I'll get back to that. So, how are we going to end this one? I don't even know where to go with this next.
Asked us how to meet.
Yes, that never got established.
We met, honestly.
I don't really know.
We met by me coming with Brian to eat, and then XL was like,
"We're getting this ticket here." I'm Asian Brian.
That's Asian Brian. There's Black Brian. There's Brian at the bar. Like, I'm sorry.
It's Black Russ.
It's Russ. Yes.
That's just Russ.
Shout out Russ.
Russ with the LA hat.
There you go.
Dodgers.
That's right.
That's what's up. But yeah, we met at Scratch. XL was like, "Yo, I'm gonna play on Sundays, and you want to help me?" That's how it started.
Oh, is that really how? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I started coming to Scratch downtown, and I brought like my mom and my kids, and like I fell in love with the food and started
coming. I'm gonna cry now.
You should cry. You don't have to edit that out.
There's a lot of deleting.
But that's kind of like how it started. Like,
oh really? That's awesome. So
let me tell you the real story, motherfucker. It wasn't even that way. It was on Instagram. I posted.
Instagram? What, DMs or somebody?
No, I posted Instagram.
I don't know about this story.
No, because I posted on Instagram looking for a DJ for Sunday.
Okay.
And Black Brian DM'd me.
I
know a couple of DJs. I know a Mexican that's fucking not doing shit on Sundays.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Was that really what happened?
Yeah, it was what it is.
Did he see that?
Yes.
Oh, that's touching, huh?
He's out of here.
I got a girl.
Text Brian now. Text Brian. Hurry up. Come over here.
That fool.
If that's possible, yes. I don't know.
See.
Wow, so that's what went. So
that's how it went down.
When did DJing start at Sunday Brunch? Was this
like a year ago?
That's it?
Something like that.
About a year ago.
Oh.
Yeah. Really? So it's been only like a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
We've only been open for
from way back in the day. Okay.
You guys should come down on Sundays.
That's what you have
you to should.
Wow. Well, what do I have to look forward to? Black Brian? There he is. He's not gonna answer the phone. But yes.
He's gonna answer his phone.
So while we're getting that
he's
call,
at Park Lane in Ala Moana chilling.
See, that's where he is. He's a.
No, he's not gonna answer his phone.
Yeah, he's not gonna answer his phone.
Or he's at Chingu.
Oh wow!
Park Lane, Chico.
That's the combo. Brian, what school did you go to?
FaceTime.
Mid-Pack? You went to the institution. Yes.
I went to the Mid-Pacific institution.
Yes. Yes.
He hung up on you already? He hung up on me.
Wow. What a friend,
right?
No one supports anyone, bro.
He might.
Yeah.
Just like Hawaii.
He might be having relations right now.
Oh, okay. There you go.
We don't want to see that.
No.
You should know that. Yeah. No, I don't want to see
it. It's already gone downhill at this point. So before we
What year did you graduate at MidPack?
Yeah. What year were you?
95.
10.
It's a good year.
I
don't want to touch you at all.
Well, Brian,
stop touching me.
Brian,
stranger danger. Bro, your hands are like way too soft.
She did not exist yet when you were the year you were born. What do you think of that?
What year were you born?
96.
Holy crap, awesome. Wait, you know what?
Yeah.
When you were born?
He's like, I'm gonna make this voice for somebody else.
Let's switch this over.
What do you think you had your voice for?
Before someone gets arrested, let's
older than you.
There, wow,
wow.
See.
Thank you.
All right, we gotta get out of here. Let's go continue drinking off the air here. But
okay.
Just want to thank our audience for being here.
Let's thank all you guys for hanging out here. Thank you guys.
Also want to
very
thank
fun.
Our guests.
You guys are amazing.
How about
thank
it?
So
DJ Jimmy
tonight.
Taco right here.
Hi.
Brian Chan right here, the chef. There he is.
Woo!
All these guys.
Of course, we can't forget our sponsors.
Thank them
up.
Rokai McKee. There he is. Rokai McKee is right here. The controversial Rokai McKee. He's a man of many words.
How's it controversial?
Bring it up.
On the show.
I just want to know. Like, I love your food.
I came on a couple weeks ago. I said all kinds of stuff about
of different rappers. And it was just, you have to go
like,
back and watch.
Rapper's name Earl?
What did you say? You have to go back and watch the footage. You have to really see what happened.
I gotta go back and check it out.
Let's just say if people were upset, shaking their head. I loved it personally. It was a good time.
I'm sorry I brought up a sore subject.
I feel like it always
Jimmy Taco's
up.
Never coming back.
It comes up, yes.
Every show.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. Right. I'll send you the link.
Square Barrels, Honolulu Club, 7th floor, Sakai and
there
Company.
There you go.
Catch us on what? iTunes, Podomatic?
iTunes, Spotify, Podomatic, Stitcher. Also check out the Patreon. I have to come out. This weekend I'm going to finish the Radio Free tribute mix.
Nice.
It's going to be all 120 minutes stuff. King Missile.
Ooh.
If you remember, you guys remember that, all you old futs. But yeah, it's going to be it's going to be an alternative mix.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, alternative rock and weird stuff. So yeah, that's going to be coming up. That's about it. We got to get out of here. It's already past bedtime. Let's get out of here. Sleep time's over.
My bedtime. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Ralph.
I did a gig with him. Yeah. At here in Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.